Hello there, dear listener. On August 11th, 2017, we released the first episode of this podcast as we began our journey through The Black Madonna. Since then, we've released more than 500 episodes here in our main feed and an additional 500 plus releases of raw recordings, Q&A shows, and bonus campaigns over on our Patreon. One of all of these many releases was what brought you here, and we're so happy to have shared these last 5 years with listeners like yourself. To celebrate this momentous occasion, we have a few announcements. First of all, we'll be wrapping up The Shunned for Cult tomorrow with episode 15, and next week, on Tuesday, you can look forward to more Cult with the beginning of the scenario Judgment. But that is not all. No, from next Friday, August the 19th, you'll be able to hear us tackle the legendary campaign Enemy Within for Warhammer Fantasy Roleplaying. Whether you are familiar with it already or completely new to the world of Warhammer, we hope that you will enjoy our take on this absolute classic. Now, to mark this special date and our anniversary, we're happy to now present you with the first episode of our most recent bonus campaign from Patreon. It's a scenario for Cult Divinity Lost that we are building together with Craig as the GM, and we call it Sliding Rooms. By backing us at the $5 level over on Patreon, you will have immediate access to the first three episodes of this series, as well as get access to tons of other bonus campaigns like Troticum, Fallen Angels, The Judas Grail, The Atrocity Exhibition, and much, much more. Thank you again for making all of this possible. We look forward to having you on board as we continue to create the future for Red Moon Roleplaying.
It's late evening on a Tuesday night, roughly around 10 or 11 o'clock. A small apartment situated in a big block of apartments somewhere in the city of London is where we focus our lens. We see inside a small little grey apartment a man currently asleep in his little desk seat. He is seated before a very nice, very professional computer, currently dozing. He is woken by the sound of a sharp buzzing, a sort of electronic beep, possibly from a phone, possibly from the computer, possibly from somewhere else. He doesn't know, but it does wake him with a start. Why don't you tell us, Liam Walters? Who are you? And where are we right now?
Well, the man in front of the computer is in his late 20s, wearing a brand navy polo shirt and a pair of cargo shorts. He's got long brown hair, clean shaven. He's very, very pale, especially in this light, you know, with the screen lighting him up in this otherwise rather dark room. Yeah. I'm Liam Walters, and this room, this is where I spend most of my time. Work from home, you know. The pandemic that ended a few years ago brought something good with it, and that's being able to do what I do. Well-paid IT job, never have to leave your home, or, you know, really need to talk to people. I mean, not that I dislike that or anything, it's just, I mean, I don't think I did. It's been a while. Anyway, you know, life is pretty good, actually. I get all the good things in life without any of the hassle. All kinds of food delivered, you know, curry, sushi. I even get pellets for my pet gerbil. This is where I live, this apartment. So this noise that I now hear, it is something that I don't think I've heard before, have I? Is it? It's a new sound.
You think so? You're not really sure. You've just woken up. It stopped, whatever it was. You realize what's happened. You've fallen asleep at the computer again. Which is something that happens often with you these days. No big deal. Looking at your screen, you'll see you have an incoming message from Jamie from Office 2.
I click open the message window and what was it that Jamie wants? And I adjust my shirt just to make sure that I look good. I mean, we don't normally use the video function all that much, but I have this feeling that they They're probably keeping track of what I'm doing, you know? I think the camera turns on and off once in a while. So it's important that I look professional. That they know that they can rely on Liam Walters. You know, internet security is serious stuff after all. But anyways, I click open the message.
You click open the message, which leads you to the workplace messaging group. After all, you know that your business doesn't use Facebook Messenger, doesn't use WhatsApp. No, it handles everything internally. Which is fine, because it's only for work, so you don't need any fancy things. And even though your camera is on or off, again, you're not really sure, the other person's is off. It always is. You're pretty sure there is camera functionality on the network, but no one ever seems to use it. But again, you like to make sure that you look good, because if they are watching you, well, you want to look good. Hey, Liam. File done yet? Need it by 2 o'clock tomorrow.
I'll get right on it.
Nothing complicated, Liam. Just another bit of code. Something to do with a new network update on one of the systems for some washing machine company or something. Doesn't really matter. Often the work is extremely similar. Your task is simply to do as you're told, put your code in, and, well, just interact with your fellow workers. Not that you really know who any of them are. I mean, you know their names. Jenny, Stevie, Frank, Jamie. All seem nice people, though you never really actually speak to them. Makes sense, after all. Work is work. And it's not like there have been any socials for the last 2 or 3 years. Not for you, anyway.
That's true. And I mean, I guess I kind of like it like that. It's easier that way. You know, you just get to the point, you just get the work done, and then, you know, that'll leave more time for me to spend doing what I want to do, you know, with my free time. Play video games, you know, watch movies, you know, there's so much fun stuff that you can do. It's like, it's unlimited what you can do from a screen in your room. It's amazing, really.
It is. Hell, you've been getting some excellent gaming time in lately, especially in the latest hit game, Age of Adventurous, The Final Reckoning, or AFR to those in the know. Your level 80 Necro Archer is doing pretty well. You think soon, when the next expansion comes out, you might even be able to be one of the first people to play it.
Yeah, I might get into the beta. And maybe they'll give us a mount this time as well. That would be cool. I think I want a lion. Ride a lion, that would be something.
A little chirping sound from behind you seems to agree. Though your little pet is no lion, you certainly still like Cloud as he starts running around in his little wheel.
I should put some oil in that wheel. It's squeaking a little bit extra. I get down on my knees by the cage, and I look at him. I like to look at Cloud as he goes about life, not really knowing all the things he's missing, you know? All the durable adventures that he could go on out there. Instead, he's here with me. But he seems to enjoy it, and he's happy with what he has, with the freedom that he has inside the cage. There's, you know, cages, they're not all that bad, you know? It depends on what's in the cage. That's what matters.
It certainly is, and he gives you a look that says he understands you completely, Liam, as he runs happy in his wheel, happy in his little world. That is the meaning of his life, after all. And, well, you found the meaning in yours, so what could possibly be better than this? Well, of course, many things could be better than this. You are aware of that. For starters, as you go back to your screen, you'll notice that it's been a whole day since a certain someone has responded to one of your last messages. Tell us about this person. Why are you suddenly a little concerned that it's been a whole day? No, hang on, has it been 2 days since they've responded?
Yeah, no. I'm a bit worried. Lena McAllister, she's real nice. We work together on some projects. You know, she's got a really cute profile picture. She's been real nice to me, you know? I've been thinking a lot about her. So, the fact that she hasn't been getting back to me the last few days, I've been thinking about it. I think I might have a crush on her. I mean, I know it's weird, but It's kind of nice, you know? I wonder what she's doing. I wonder where she is.
It's certainly unusual for her not to respond. I mean, she normally does quite quickly. And yes, that lovely little picture. It's unusual because she's one of the only people who has a picture on the work network. I mean, you think one or two have, like, colours. You think maybe Jamie has a picture of a dog. But most people just don't have that thing in the profile option. She does. It's a nice picture of her, a nice young woman in her early 20s, dark brown hair, nice blue eyes, sitting, you think, outside somewhere, like in a forest or a jungle or a beach. You're not quite sure. It's artistically blurred, but your mind goes to those places. She's definitely outside somewhere in the sun. Makes her look healthy. Makes her look exciting, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She does look like that. I don't know, it's nice to be able to think about how it could be, you know? If we could meet up someday, you know, if, you know, when I'm done with work here, you know, and when I've taken care of my tasks here, and, you know, if she responds, I mean, who knows? Like, we get along great. And, I mean, people meet each other at work, right? That's perfectly normal. I think that's how my parents met. So, yeah, I hope I can meet her someday. Like, I'm not weird about her or anything like that. Like, we're colleagues, you know. I'm not, like, stalking her or anything like that. I'm just worried, that's all. But if she doesn't reply, I'm sure she's busy. She'll get back to me when she can. I hope.
Indeed. You get another message from Kurt. Ah, Kurt's the project lead on this particular project you've been working on. He wants to speak to you now, actually.
I put on my headset and I pick up the call. Hello, Kurt. What can I do for you?
The screen goes into video mode, although there is no video, just a black screen. But you hear Kurt's voice. Yeah, Liam. Sorry to call you this late, but you know how it is. Work is work. We got a deadline.
Oh, hey, I live to serve. I have nothing better to do, so sure, shoot, let's do it.
Live to serve. Good motto to live by. I was just wondering if you'd completed that schedule report I asked you for, and also, have you got that file that I think Lena was supposed to send you something yesterday?
The schedule report is done. The file from Lena, you don't happen to know where she is? I haven't been able to reach her, actually. She's been offline, and she's not answering messages.
Well, I don't know where she is. Are you saying you didn't get the file from her?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Well, that's no good. She should have sent that to you yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. She didn't. She hasn't been around. I tried sending messages, but I can't get through, and I don't have any other way of contacting her, so... Yeah.
Okay. That's not good. We're going to be behind schedule now. That's bad, you get. You get that being behind schedule's bad, Liam. I know you do pretty good work, but this, I suppose, isn't your fault. You should have let me know yesterday. You should have let me know as soon as the file didn't come through. You should have let me know. That's what it says in the book. That's the rules.
I'm sorry. I'll be careful with that next time.
You should be. I guess I'll have to message her and see what's up.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great. Hopefully she'll reply to you.
She better. All right, just keep an eye on things. You may have to carry some of her work on your own, Liam. That's how it works, right? If one person goes down, the rest of us have to come in.
Show must go on.
Show must go on, exactly. Okay. Well, all right, send me your report as soon as possible, ASAP. I'll talk to the others.
Sure thing. I'll get it to you right away.
He hangs up.
I mean, it's fine. Like, my workload is really not that bad. I mean, as long as I don't fall asleep in front of the computer again, that'd help. That'd help make sure that I stay on track and get everything done. I can pick up the slack. I mean, hey, if I do that, maybe, you know, she might even be grateful. I mean, it might, you know, might be a nice time to ask to go out with her. Or, you know, do a virtual coffee or something like that.
Indeed. You have a new email that just pops up in your inbox. You get a little notification sound.
I have a look. I've always keep my inbox clean, you know. Never more than 5 emails. Should be inbox 0 at the end of the day. But I did fall asleep, so I suppose I have a few now lined up. But I'll jump to this one first. Maybe it's connected to what Kurt was talking about.
No subject header. Just a new email. And the address it's come from, apparently, is one of the addresses on the network. But a random one. You haven't seen this one before.
This is strange. I'll make sure that the contents of the email isn't in any way corrupted or, well, that there aren't any risks. I mean, it would look really bad if I got, like, a computer virus as an internet security expert. So I'll take the necessary precautions and I'll see what's inside there. Maybe it's from Lena.
You never know, it might be. There's no suspicious attachment, so that's a good thing. The file size is very small, though, so whatever's in this message is possibly just a bit of text or maybe even a picture, like a JPEG, but not an attached one. So again, that's a good sign that there's nothing malicious here. Again, you know how to look for these things. It's your job. So at least you get a little bit of extra security when it comes to opening suspicious emails.
But I'm very curious. What's inside?
Then you click on it. And it loads. There's a moment of tension where you're a little concerned for some reason. You're not quite sure why. And then it's just a picture. A green smiley face. A bit like the yellow one that's very popular in emojis. Although this one is just a green circle, 2 black dots, and a black line smiling at you.
Huh. What the hell is this? I looked through the information in the email, where it came from, IP addresses, all the details, just to try and find out who the heck is sending this. I mean, if it's some kind of phishing attempt, it's a damn bad one.
It certainly is, and again, there was nothing suspicious in the file itself. This isn't one of those click on the JPEG, be sent somewhere things. It literally is just a picture. How about you roll your special skill, hacker, see what happens.
6 + 2, 8.
You begin running a little basic program just to see where this email's come from. But you're slightly worried because as you begin tracing its original source, it came from an internal address on the network. But you do follow it, and you find that, yes, it does actually get you to Lena's email. But that's not her email. How did it come from her email? Did someone get into her email address and send it from there? That's concerning. You then get a phone call coming in from... who's that? Oh, Mark? Mark in internal security.
I pick up immediately. Oh, hi, Mark. What can I do for you?
Buddy, hey, man, hey. What you doing? Got a little flag on the system. Why are you scouting around emails? That's a little sus, bro.
Hey, it's real weird. I got this strange email with... it was just, like, a weird-looking emoji in it, and it didn't say where it came from, but it seems to be coming from Lena, you know, Lena McAllister. I've been working with her, and I haven't been able to get a hold of her for a few days, so I figured this would be important. Sorry if I ended up tripping some alarms or something like that. I wasn't trying to do anything nefarious. I was just really trying to figure out where this thing came from.
Sure you weren't, buddy, but still, that's a demerit. That's a demerit. I'm gonna have to note that down. You know the rules. You break the rules. You don't worry. I get it. I'll put you down as this is just a. What was your next holiday pay, annual salary? I think I'll have to, you know, I'll work with HR. Well, just a minor infringement, just a small deduction.
Yeah, sure.
Because you should have just asked me, bro. You should have just asked me. You shouldn't be go poking around the system. You know how the bosses get.
Yeah, no, you're right. I should follow the rules. That's right. That's what we know. That's what we're supposed to do. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, if her account has been compromised,
Is that what you're saying? Are you saying her account's been compromised? That's going to be real bad for Lena. Oh, no, boy.
I don't know if that's what's happened. I'm saying she's not been around for a bit. It's possible that someone has taken it over, or that something else is going on. I really don't know. It could be a call for help, even.
Call for help? What does that mean?
I mean, you know, I don't know. It was just a thought.
Okay, buddy. Well, okay, I'm logging it now. I'm cutting you off. You see, your little trace program suddenly just stops. But, okay, don't worry. I'll put a good word for you. You're a good employee. You normally do obey the rules, just on this occasion, eh? But I get it. You were worried about... We'll look into it. I'm sure you're overreacting. You know Lena. Lena likes to joke around. She's very clever. She could do some good stuff.
Yeah, she's very clever.
Okay, buddy. We'll look into it. You maybe get back to work. Carl was just telling me you need to get that report done soon as.
Yeah, I'm gonna get right on it. Right on it. Right now.
Again, the call stops. Damn, you think. Maybe because it was your own internal system. I mean, this is an internal security company. They have some good firewalls.
Yeah, I mean, I should have expected as much. I really didn't think that it was anything that was against protocol. But, I don't know, I must have messed up somehow. That's enough poking around in the system for today. It was just a weird email. It's fine. And Lana's going to get in touch with me soon, and everything's going to be fine. I just need to get work done, and I need to not fall asleep, and then maybe later I'll be able to just relax and, you know, forget about all this. Just play some AFR and just chill out with my buddies online. That'll be fun.
That certainly should make you feel a bit better. And so you'll get back to work before logging off. Again, as always, greeted by that very familiar logo. Castle. You work for Castle, after all, and this is a Castle computer, so every time you log off, you get a nice little image of that very iconic white castle on a black circular backdrop. Castle. Protecting you from the world out there. Meanwhile, somewhere very different, although also in the City of London on this fine evening. Four men are around a table in the back of an old bar. The bar is known as the Ram's Head. It's a pretty shoddy bar. Probably should have closed down a long time ago, but a couple of people know a couple of people and they can keep it running for the regulars. Some of those regulars are in there right now, in the back room, playing a nice, simple game of poker. The room is full of smoke. There's something on the jukebox playing, something from the 80s, 70s, no one really cares. The men are an interesting bunch. One of them is quite a large man, black, wearing a very nice shirt, currently looking at his cards with a happy grin on his face. Another man is more Hispanic, short black hair, short black beard, very smartly dressed, nice clean shoes, black, nice white shirt, white suit coat. Another man is not very smartly dressed at all compared to some of these people. He's wearing a sort of big balaclava kind of thing, brown shoes, blue jeans, quite old, swarthy face, small blue eyes. All these men are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And of course, there's you, Al. Who are you, Al? And why are you here?
I am Albert Trustville. I'm 58 years old. I've recently been through some pretty odd things. Just looking at me, though, you don't see that. I've got a shaved head. Shaved eyebrows as well. I actually like to shave all my body. I think, in a way, it makes me look a bit fierce. Kind of dehumanizing, and I like that. It's also handy for my profession, as I'm mostly hired for guarding doors. Standing. Looking fierce, but also looking smart. I put a lot of effort into looking smart. I've got a broad face and small eyes. I always wear neatly pressed and washed clothes. I smell of soap, or at least I like to think I do. I take my cleanliness very seriously, as I take my job very seriously. And unfortunately, through a recent turn of events, I lost an employer that was a regular. Now I decided to go out and, socialize a bit. See if someone else in my circles, usually what is regarded as more nefarious circles, could use my help. Now, I don't touch drugs. I don't kill. And I don't work for petty cash either. Most people notice if you know me and know my employers. But I'm a bit nervous. Of course, don't let that show, but I need to get my new... I need to get my next pay. Yeah. Just want to know that that's going to come in. And as I'm here today, am I here for... Are these my friends playing, or are these...
These are indeed your friends. You know every single one of them very well. Bertie Paula, he's the dark-skinned fellow with the very nice white shirt. Very impressive set of dreadlocks on his hair. He's a good fellow. You've done quite a few driving jobs with him way back when. Dependable fellow. Confident. Meanwhile, the Hispanic gentleman, Johnny J. Teller. Very good with his hands. Very good with safes. At least, he used to be, of course. He's totally legit these days, apparently. Has a very similar dress style to yourself. Likes to be smartly dressed. Very polite. Very professional. Terry Bills. Well, he's not quite as classy as some of the other gentlemen here. But he's a solid fellow. He knows what to do and will always be there for you if you need him for something. He loves Southampton football team. He is from Southampton, of course, so he's always going on and on and on about it. Loves his sport. If he can put up with that, though, again, he's a good fellow as well. All good gentlemen, all people you worked with before, all good friends. That's why you play poker with them every Friday night.
I do. And then occasionally we like to go to the cinema as well. But today is a poker night, and I don't necessarily want to talk about anything that had to do with my previous job and what happened there. I don't like talking about my job life or my personal life. I'd rather talk about sports. I'm happy to talk about that with Terry. And I'm also happy to talk about what goes on the telly, or, you know, what series we're watching at the moment. I watch a lot of reality soaps. Love Island, Paradise Hotel, those kinds of things. I like sitting talking about that and who's hot and who's not. Who should have been voted out. I like having things to talk about that doesn't necessarily affect me in any kind of way. So the banter is going strong around the table as we're talking. And keeping it light and not making too much fun of each other when we blunder in the game, but we need a bit of nudging each other. I've never been an expert player, but that's not why I'm doing it either.
No. Bertie gives you a big smile as he lays down his hand. And that, gentleman, is four aces. What can I say? Lady Luck, as always, is a fan of Bertie. Johnny frowns and puts down his hand. Huh. I thought for sure you were bluffing. I can never tell with you, Bertie. Never can tell. Terry just sort of laughs a little. Oh, bloody hell. Well, I did my best. I did my best. You can't say I didn't do my best. Hey, Al, you saw me do my best. But Bertie, when he's on a roll, he's on a roll.
Yeah, you were fighting hard in that last round, but truth must come to truth. I fold as well. Just don't know nothing. Two pairs. Not going to go up against your four aces.
Well, of course not, Al. That's why I've... You were supposed to... You do know poker. You're supposed to fold, and then I show you my hand. Oh, bless you. He leans over and gives you a little ruffle on your bald head. Not many people could get away with that, but Bertie, being almost twice the size of you, certainly can.
Yeah, I smile to myself and take out a little napkin, and I just use it to brush away where his hand touched me. Yeah, that's right. All right, who's shuffling for the next one?
Johnny moves to pick up the deck as Terry leans forward to look at you, Al. So, again, what do you reckon? I reckon this year, Southampton, I reckon if they get a good amount of players in, or I reckon this time, we could be seeing the final. I know you disagree. I know you disagree, Al, but I personally reckon Southampton this year is going to be their year.
Yeah, I know you do, mate. You always do. And then someone nice, you know, comes along like Chelsea and takes you down.
Chelsea? Oh, don't get me started on Chelsea, Bertie leans forward. Terry, calm down now. You know Al's only playing with you. Isn't that right, Al?
Yeah, of course I'm playing with you. Poker. Not trying to get this too serious, you know. Are you getting worked up proper? I'll say, and I'd kind of nudge him.
Terry laughs, as does Bertie. Johnny doesn't laugh, but that's only because Johnny doesn't really laugh at anything. But that's Johnny for you. He starts shuffling out the cards. He looks at you. So, you were saying you were looking for some work, Al. Is that still a thing? Are you still looking for something?
Yeah. Need, you know, I had a steady employer for a while, but it seems like they, they shut down. So, I'm gonna want to try and find something else that could give me equally steady pay. You know, I don't like going around fishing for work.
Terry leans forward, letting out a bit of a whistle. Oh, I did hear about that. I did hear about that Black Lace Club. Oh, they said it was ghastly. Absolutely fucking ghastly. But I guess you know, because you were there, right? Bertie kind of gives Terry a bit of a look like, shut up.
Of course you'd know Terry. He's so interested in all the gossip all the time. Some old lady. But no, yeah, that's something weird happened there. And, yeah, I don't know much to say about that, except that it was unfortunately on my shift. Still, got paid somehow. You know, it's the strangest thing, you know. Normally I'd get paid at the end of the shift. But this time, someone just sent me the cash. Got it in my... Well, I don't know if it was sent. It wasn't even put my address on it. Just an envelope in the letterbox. And I realise I'm going on a bit. Talking a bit more than I wanted. There must be something about this that's getting to me. And I just hold out my hands. Shrug. I don't know. Someone decided to pay me for it, and I'm not complaining, but if that someone would like to step forward and give me more work, I would not be complaining, you know?
Well, that to me, personally, does sound like a classic hush-hush job, right? Hush-hush, they probably didn't want you chatting anymore to anyone about... Bertie gives Terry another look. Terry, calm down. And, yeah, let's not talk about it. Obviously, something happened there, mate, and, well, maybe it's best... that you move on from that sort of thing. Terry's got a point, but that's also why maybe we should shut up about it. Terry does look down a bit sheepishly and say, oh yeah, I mean, yeah, sorry, I didn't think of that, sorry.
No, it's a good point. No, I'd rather keep my hands out of that, if I can be honest. And, you know, just get back to what I do best. Staying put, looking big and strong.
Still... As the game continues for another round, you do find yourself thinking back to a Black Lace Club. What do you remember?
Yeah. And as I think of it, it's with a little pang of, not necessarily guilt, but a feeling that I did my job wrong somehow. I was just there, and from what I could tell, they were going to have a private meeting, some of the higher-ups, and the people that I work for, the biggest ones. I know even Reese was there. And when he decides to come out, you know it's a big deal going on. I didn't know if they were just having a game or if they were doing some proper deals, but I don't ask questions.
Of course not. And besides, it's not like you had to guard every single person there. There were a couple of people there. You just had to... What was it? The VIP room.
Yeah.
What was his name again? I mean, granted, he didn't introduce himself, but you know faces. Tommy Green. Young fellow, only been in the business maybe 10 years or so. Still, he went into the back room and got some champagne and a couple of ladies to join him. Seemed a little improper for a, as you said, big meeting night. But apparently he was on break or something. Again, you didn't ask questions.
Nah, and when you made it that far up, you can basically do whatever you want. And they'll know, and they'll accept it if you're successful enough. You know, people who do this, they do their thing, I do mine. And I was standing there, and it was all quiet, and it was all good. I had to just step outside a bit, you know, just nature called. Meeting was going on for quite a while. And as I came back, all I heard was screams, and I thought I saw the door shake as if someone was banging on it, only I couldn't hear the banging. I could just hear this panic and this screaming and something else that sounded like some sort of strange growl, like bending of metal. And then I froze up for a bit, but then I figured, ah, shit, I'm not supposed to go in. I'm not supposed to do anything besides standing here, but I have to know if the bosses need help, I'll have to step in. And as I opened that door, I feel like it's almost a haze now, because that's what I was looking in at. It was like it was filled with this thick fog almost, and I felt something brushed past me. Couldn't see it. And as I came in and this fog or whatever it was started to settle, it was just pure carnage. It was like bodies torn apart, turned inside out. There was no one left alive in there. I think I called for someone. I'm not really sure what happened after that. But sure as hell, there was no one left to keep me there doing my job, because I didn't have anyone to do a job for. Because all they were a gory mess.
It's all a bit hazy, really. All you know is you were politely told to get out. You're pretty sure police were soon called in. And then... you haven't been there since, and you got that lovely little envelope. And, well, that's that. But it certainly was a strange scene. One moment everything was hunky-dory, as they say, and the next a scene of bloody carnage in a room you'd just been outside moments ago, and no one went in that room. No one went past you. Very strange.
Yeah. I can't help but asking the question what they were doing in there. But I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know. What I want is another employer. And I reach for my drink to have a sip. And trying to shake my eerie feeling. Yeah, anyone heard anything? Anyone looking for a... bit of muscle?
Well, Al, I know that you're not always that fond of dull work, but considering what you've gone through recently,
I was thinking to myself, maybe you would be looking for something a little dull, just to take your mind off things. So there is actually something that a friend of mine told me. He hands you over a newspaper, sort of like cut-out ad. Bit rare these days in the modern world, but you're all old-fashioned gentlemen. People do still put ads in newspapers.
I reach out to collect it, and I look at it. What's this now?
The ad says, looking for internal security guards, castle. There's an address, and then there is a very substantial pay per hour. About 3 times the amount you were making at the club per hour. And internal security, what, is that just like guarding doors at a building? That's what it sounds like to you.
Huh. Where do you find this? What newspaper?
Oh, you know, The Guardian. Standard ad. I think I've heard of these people. They do something to do with computers. I don't know. All I know is I'm pretty sure it's a simple walk around a building at night, watch some machines or something job. You know what I mean? I know what you're going to say. Boring. But I keep telling you, sometimes legit work is okay for a little bit. Especially if you're looking for work urgently.
I put on a large frown and I just pocket the ad. Well, thanks, mate. That's dull. I stand at doors. I don't mind monotony, not at all. It's just, yeah, all right. Pay seems good. As long as it's not. Yeah. Well. No, I've got nothing. I can't make up an excuse not to. Thanks. That's great. Thanks, Johnny.
Johnny gives you a nod, and Bertie says, bloody hell, have we suddenly all got very serious here? I thought we were playing a game of poker, not talking about internet security jobs. Come on, let's get back in the game.
And I think to myself, watching machines. That sound dull. Also, gives no reason to be smart. I like to be seen. I like to be stood. I like to be, you know, showing off a bit. But I think to myself that it's better than nothing, I guess. Let's give it a go.
And you think that to yourself as the game continues. And then there's a knock on the door. You are currently in the back room of this pub, after all. Not many people knock on the door, but this knock is quite urgent, quite forceful.
I look at the others quickly and I stand up slowly and I go over to see what it is. And I open the door just a bit to see and to say yes.
At the door is a police officer. They are in standard patrol attire. The officer in question is a woman with dark brown hair, about mid-30s, quite well built, looking at you quite firmly. All the other gentlemen in the room do kind of stand to attention, but, you know, it's not that unusual, police officers coming to this pub and talking to people at this particular pub. Mr. Tresville?
I give her a tired look. Yes, ma'am, what may I help you today?
Officer Monet, just want to ask you some friendly questions. Don't worry, boys. All friendly here. Just need to clarify something with Mr. Trestville.
Do you need me to step out for a bit? Gentlemen, please continue with your game, and I open the door to come out and join her.
You step outside. The woman looks at you. Nothing too complicated, Mr. Tresville. Just clarifying a few things. Roughly 2 weeks ago, at the Black Lace Club, you were indeed one of the doormen on patrol there, so to speak. Yes?
Well, yeah, I was stood by a door, as you know that I do. I say it in that way because I've had so many frequent visits from the police. They'd like to pull me over when I'm out driving. They like to stop me on the pavement just to see if I'm carrying something illegal. And now, of course, even when I'm sat down at the back of a club, some of these snot-nosed brats are gonna come sneak me out and want to ask me questions. But I stand there trying to look as patient as I can as I give my answers. Yep, I was stood outside a door and I was doing my job.
Well, certainly glad you were doing your job, even though something very awful happened and you definitely didn't see anything or hear anything suspicious at all in that club. You don't know who your client was by any chance? I'm sure you don't. She gives you a look.
They all seem like respectable folk to me. I'm thinking to myself that I'm surprised that this actually reached the police. I was expecting some sort of internal clean-up with such high-ups in the place. Maybe the issue is that the high-ups just don't exist anymore, and no one else knew what to do.
It's certainly possible. One thing also occurs to you that maybe that's exactly why you're being questioned right now, because, well, the police don't know anything. But that scene was pretty awful. You do find yourself, when you think back to it, thinking that a clean-up for that would be difficult, because that wasn't just someone shot in the back of a room. That was carnage. And not just of Tommy Green, but weren't there two women with him as well?
Yeah. Yeah, that would have required a real crew being put together. Clear that out. Something that wouldn't authorized by one of these people, but again, yeah, there was no one there. People panicked and somehow it got to the police. So no, I didn't see or hear anything that was out of the ordinary. I did my job and then I was sent home.
The woman nods, frowning. Well, I'm sure that's all you're going to say over a friendly question or two, Mr. Trestville. So, all right, go back to your friends. Just remember, if something does come to your mind, we'd like to know.
Of course, Officer Monet. I'll make sure to give you a call.
Thank you. And so she walks off, leaving you to go back to your friends.
Yeah. I watch her go away. She's completely out of my sight before I even open the door again, before I go back in. And I just give them all a kind of meaning look, like, yep. Once again, they want to just talk to me.
Everyone around the table nods, and you'll go back to your game for a little while longer until eventually you'll leave the pub, it being late at night, and go home. Perhaps just once more looking at that little newspaper article. The job for Castle does sound boring, but it is good pay. Very good pay. You could always do that sort of job for just a couple of weeks and then move on. Who would stop you, after all?
I hope the uniform or whatever they're going to give me is nice.
And so, you make your way home in the dark of the night.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we play the campaign Sliding Rooms for Cult Divinity Lost. The music was made by Atrium Carceri, featuring a number of collaborations with other artists, and was used with permission from their label, Cryochamber. Check out their website at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for some moody dark ambient for your gaming table. We'd like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Oshobert, Nastasha Rollerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Ludwig Manford, Bob Lanch, Julian, Cameron, Xavier, and Anton for their generous support. And we would, of course, also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want early access to our content and to hear raw versions of our recordings right after we've done them, or get your name announced as a champion of the Red Moon, do check out our higher level tiers on Patreon. It's a great way to get more Red Moon role playing in your life and to help us keep the show going. Thank you again for listening, and remember,
death. Death is only the beginning.